Weiter. Good evening. We're on the top of Kaf Amud Alif. Yeah. By the two dots, says the Gemara. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Amar Lerav Papala Abaye. Since Rashi is going to explain what we're doing with this Gemara now, but Rashi is going to say, since we were speaking about Mesirut Nefesh, the previous Gemara spoke about Mesirut Nefesh in which context? Take them off your clothes in public when it is Shat Niz. So the Gemara continues. Huh? No, the person himself. The person is, let's say the person knows himself, he has to have Mesirut Nefesh to take it off. That's the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. They only learned it out. Over here it says, "Hamotze kilayin bevigdo poshtan afilu bashuk." Okay. Says the Gemara, "Amar le'Rav Papa le'Abaye, ma'ishna lishonim distrechish le'unisa, u'ma'ishna anan de'la mitrechish le'unisa." Why in the earlier generations did they have, even of the Amoraim, did they have nisim done to them, and we don't? Imishum tanuye, if it's because of the level of learning, the Gemara says no. Bishnei de'Rav Yehuda, kule tanuye benizikin hava. In the times of Rav Yehuda was the second generation of Amoraim. Rav Yehuda was Talmidam of Rav and Shmuel. And yet, in those times, those the earlier generations, they only stuck to Nizikin. What's Nizikin? Rashi brings down, Rashi says, Baba Kama Mitzi'ain Batra. Other Mefarshim say only said the Nezikin, but that was their main Limud. And we, in the later generations of Amoraim, they learned the entire Shas. And they're bekiim in the entire Shas, says the Gemara. V'chihav amater Rav Yehuda be'oktzin ha'isha shekoveshet yarak bekdira ve'amri lezetim shekavshan b'tarfehin tehunim. When he would get to the following Mishnah in Oktzin, Rav Yehuda, that same Amora, the Mishnah speaking about when a woman pickles olives with their handles. Now the handles in general are meviyat tum'ah because it's there to serve the fruit. So just like the fruit itself is mekabel tum'ah, the handle of the fruit, the leafy part, the stemmy part, the stem, that's mekabel tum'ah as well. But if she pickles it, that ruins it, and it's no longer mekabel tum'ah because it's no longer useful to handle the pri. But anyway, it's just a agav thing. When he reached that mishnah, what did he say? Amar havayot d'Rav Shmuel kachazina hacha. The kushiyot that my Rebbeim Rav Shmuel had in the entire Shas, the same amount of kushiyot I have on just this one Mishnah. Yeah, I know what. When he got there, he said it was very difficult for him. So what's Rav Papa trying to say? In the later generations, there are more bekiim than the earlier generations. And yet, says the Gemara, that same Rav Yehuda, v'anan kamatninan be'uktzin, teletan metivta, we learn uktzin in 13 yeshivot. Ya'ane, every yeshiva knows it cold. So, he's trying to say that the Torah erudition was stronger when? In the later generations. And yet, v'ilu Rav Yehuda ki ava shalif chad misana ata mitra, v'anan kamitza'arin nafshin umsavveach, which means in the Rav Yehuda, in the earlier generation, when there was a drought and he would take off his shoes for during the Ta'anit, Rav Yehuda would take off one shoe, just one, for the Ta'anit, and it would start raining. That's it. And yet us, we scream and scream when there's a drought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing. What's the reason for that? Says the Gemara. What did he answer him? Amar le Abaye answered of Papa, Kama'e havu kamasrei nafshai u'kedushat Hashem. Anan lamasrein nafshin u'kedushat Hashem. The earlier generations would be moser nefesh, would give up their lives for kiddush Hashem, and we don't. Ki yad rav ada bar ahava. Now the Gemara is going to give an example of a person giving up his, putting forth a lot of effort for kiddush Hashem. How so? Ki yad rav ada bar ahava. Chazie lehi kutit. Dahavat levisha kabarta b'shuka. He saw a kutit, a goya, who he thought was a Jew. He saw her wearing like a very provocative garment in the shuk. Savar debat Israeli. He thought she was a Jew. Kam karei minaha. So he got up. What did he do? No cheshbonot, no nothing. What's going to happen? You know, repercussions. Nothing. Ah, rips it off. Now, iglai milta dekutiti. Right? Says. Huh? Her provocative garment. Would, she was wearing stuff underneath, but there was a garment that was very attention grabbing. And therefore, he said, that's not something that was ra'ui for a Bat Yisrael to be wearing. So he ripped it off.
Huh?
It was red. Yeah, yeah. Tov, says the Gemara, Kam kar imina, igla imilta dekutiti. At the end, he found out that she was a Goya. Whoops. Now what? Says the Gemara, Shaimuha be'arba me'azuze. They then went, she took him to Beddin, whatever it is, and the Beddin evaluated this garment at 400 zuz. Very expensive that he had to pay back. Machloket HaPoskim. Yafeh Meod. Maharshan speaks about Yam Shel Shlomo. Bava Kama, Perek Merubeh. Seventh Perek of Bava Kama. Remind me when we get to Bava Kama, seventh Perek, and I'll tell you the Yam Shel Shlomo. Amar Le.
How long?
Huh? About four years. So it says the Gemara, Amar Le Mashemach. He asked her, what's your name? Amra Le Matun. She said her name was Matun. Now, Amar La Matun Matun Arba Me'azuza Shavya, which means Matun Matun Tupshatim in Rashi. Either Matun means like Matayim, 200, and 200 is what? 400. Or Matun in Lashon HaKodesh means what? Slowly, patience, right? Not being jumpy. So it's kind of like a play on words. If I wasn't so jumpy, if I would have waited patiently a little bit more, I would have saved myself 400 zuzim. But what do you see? What's the meta bringing from this story? Moser nefesh for kiddush Hashem.
Matun. Yeah. Show that it's jumpy. It's not kiddush Hashem.
But if she would have been a Jew,
it would have paid.
Kiddush Hashem. She's wearing something that's inappropriate. Obviously, she's wearing something else underneath. Says the meta, rip it off. But just like that. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shehakolim Edvaro. For the going, there's also an issue to dress modestly.
That's true. No, but it's not a chovah. They're asur b'gilui arayot. It's true, but he doesn't have jurisdiction over that. That's the point. Now, says the Gemara, yeah, says Rashi.
It would pay fine.
Yeah. No, the kiddush Hashem is not that he paid the goya. That's not a kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is that he jumped and took action lichvod Hashem. You lady are a prutza. You need to be struck down. And this was his way of doing it, if she was Jewish. Right? It's not like today, everybody has to, you know. You stand up for Hashem, that's it. Now, don't try this at home, or on the street, or, you know, it's not. Okay, Tov. Says Rashi, let's move on. Ha'isha shekoveshet yarako zetim, shekavshan betarfihin, mishnai b'masechet oksin, tehorim, shemoskim zetim im ha'alin kedele ochzan bahin. They used to pick olives with their leaves and branches and the stems in order to hold it. Davulo alin yad lezetim. The leaves become like a handle for the olives. Lavi lan tuma, and it also is able to become tame as well. Kedamirin be'or be'arotev in cholin shayad mevi tuma la ochel. That handle of the fruit brings tuma to the fruit as well. Vim kevshan b'terfen b'chometz. But if you pickle the olives in brine together with their leaves, batlat torat yad min ha'alin lefi shekvisha merkavtan umerkechatan ve'enan ruin shuv le'echoz bahin. Once you do that, once you pickle even the leaves, what happens to them? They spoil and you're no longer able to use it as a yad, and therefore it's tahor. Havayot Rav Shmuel kachazina hacha. He said, klomar ta'am ha'mishnayot hallalu kashe alai. The reasoning behind these mishnayot is so hard on for me. Kechol ha'kushiyot shayu shenei rabotai mitkashin ben bechol ha'gmara. Like the kushiyot that Rav and Shmuel, my two rabbanim, would ask on the entire shas. Ya'anema. It was hard for him. Yeah, says the Gemara, Bitlesan Metivta, and says Rav Papa, in our times, we're learning this in 13 yeshivot, B'yud Gimal Panim Yesh Benenu Mishna Uvaraita. Over here, Rashi says it refers to 13 different ways. We can learn these Mishnayot in our sleep, he's saying. Like what? I can give you 13 Pshatim on this Mishnah. Mishnah Uvaraita Shel Shisha Sderim Umasechet Uktsin Gamhi B'yud Gimal Panim Kegon Mishnat Rebi V'Rabi Chiya U'Mishnat Bar Kapara V'Levi V'Tana De B'Shemuel. There's Mishnayot on it, and there's Baraitot, and Toseftot, and all sorts of stuff. So he says, over here, we're much more erudite on the Mishnayot. Yeah? V'ach ha'emirim masachet nedarim, Rabbi, matne hilcheta b'yudgim al panim. Karbalta, shem levush chashuv, kemo pashtehon v'charbaltehon. And it's also like the korbolet, like the crown of the chicken, which is red. Tov, matun matun, lashon matan. means like 200. Dalet meot, 400. Bet pe'amim, bet shne pe'amim 200. Klomar, Hashem garam li. Your name caused me to pay you 400 zuz. Like an interesting chap. Lashon acher, matun matun lashon hamtana. Im himtanti, hayiti mistakir dalet meot zuz. Viter, says the Gemara. Now, another thing. On the same topic, says the Gemara. If you one second before the Gemara, and there's a small Tosfot over here. Tleser metipta, yesh mefarshin tleser yeshivot yesh banu shebekim. So Tosfot disagrees with Rashi. I was telling you that the pshat before of 13 yeshivot is like Tosfot. Utleser lav davka elashon eragil b'Gemara kmo tleser zuzep shite v'Rashi pirish me'anyan achir, which means it doesn't necessarily mean 13. It meant what? It meant a lot. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. Rav Gidal havar agil dava ka'azil v'yativ ha'sha'are tevila, ditvila. Rav Gidal would sit at the entrances of mikvaot, of women. Amar lehu, hachi tevilu, v'achi tevilu. He would tell them the halachot, dip like this, don't dip like that, on the, you know, at the entrance of the sha'are tevila. Amri le rabbanan, lakem stafe mor mi'yetzer hara. Is master not worried about yetzer hara? Amar lehu, damyan be'apai, which means I don't look at them as people. I look at them as white geese, which means he had zero. He was me'ed al atzmo. Rav Gidal migdolei amoraim talmid of Rav. He says he looks at them not as women. He looks at them as geese. Okay, Viter says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan averagil ka'azil v'yativ ha'sha'are ditvila. Rabbi Yochanan did the same thing. He sat at the entrance of the mikveh for women. Amar ki salkan benot Israel ve'atian mitevila mistaklin bi v'ne'evelu zara deshapir kavati, which means what? Says I'm sitting here so that the women can look at me when they come out of the mikveh. Rabbi Yochanan was extremely handsome, so he said, let them look at me, let them see me when they come out, so that they can give birth to children that are as handsome as me. Says the Gemara, Amri le Rabbanan, laka mistafe mor me'ayna bisha. Are you not worried about ayna ra? Amar lehu, ana. This is a famous thing that the Mekubalim bring down. When a person's worried about ayna ra, you should say the following sentence, which Rabbi Yochanan said. Amar lehu, ana mizarad Yosef ka atena, dela shalta behe ayna bisha. Says, I'm a descendant of Yosef. And what does the pasuk say about Yosef? There's no yetzerara. There's no ainara that can control Yosef. Dichtiv ben porat Yosef ben porat ale ain. V'amar Rabbi Avu al tikre ale ain ela ole ain. The descendants of Yosef are what? On top of the ainara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina amar mehacha. He brings it from a different pasuk. Ve'idgu larov bekerav haaretz. Ma dagim shebayam mayim mechasin alehim. Just like the fish are covered by the sea. Ve'en ainara shuletet bayim. And because they're not seen, there's no ayin ara on them. Avzar o shel Yosef ein ayin ara shuletet bahim. V'bayit ema ayin shelo ratzta lizon mima she'ena shelo ein ayin ara shuletet bo. Now the reason for this is because, forget about not a pasuk, but just mida keneged mida. Yosef HaTzadik did not want to look, did not want to enjoy something. He didn't want to let his eye enjoy something that wasn't his, something that belonged to him. And therefore, because of that, he got the reward that his descendants do not have ayin ara. The Bach asks a very interesting question. Two Amoraim did exactly the same thing, Rav Gidal and Rabbi Yochanan. What was the question the Chachamim posed to Rav Gidal?
Yetzerara.
What was the question they posed to Rabbi Yochanan? Ainara. How come they asked Rav Gidal only about Yetzerara, not Ainara? And how come they asked Rabbi Yochanan only about Ainara and not Yetzerara? Huh? Meaning? No. Says the Bach, he says there. Huh? Yeah, but why don't both things apply to both of them?
The other one, he's just sitting there. He could be not looking at them. They're looking at him.
Oh, so the Bach answers that. The Bach says that the women didn't look at Rav Gidal. They had no reason to look at Rav Gidal, so they didn't. So over there, the only issue by Rav Gidal was what? Was the Yetzirara. So he answered that. Whereas they were looking at Rabbi Yochanan because he was very handsome, so they were looking at him, so they spoke about Yetzirara. The question still needs to be answered with regards to Yetzirara by Rabbi Yochanan. Answers the Bach, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, in several places, in Baba Kama, among other places, Rabbi Yochanan had extremely long eyebrows, and in order to look anywhere, he needed a talmid to actually, with a prong, pick up his eyebrows so that he could see. So, huh? It's very attractive. Huh? With his eyebrows like that. No? Why? Fine. The Kitzur. And the Gemara says that he didn't have a beard. You know that. The Gemara also says in Bava Metziah he didn't have a beard. But he was so handsome, the first time he met Resh Lakish told him, Shufrach Lenashe. He says, your beauty is meant for women. He says, men aren't supposed to look like you. That's what he told him. Bekitzur, aval mikol makom. So he was, they were looking at him, but he wasn't looking at them. And that's how the Bach answers all of these questions. Let's see, Rashi. Yeah, right. Huh? Going and doing, huh? This is Pashtut, a little bit Mesirut Nefesh, because maybe it's not, it's probably not the best thing. It's probably not the most, it's a little bit, you know, for them, they're probably ashamed a little bit to do it, but they were doing L'Shem Shamayim. They're willing to shame themselves. Can you imagine Gedolei Ador hanging out over there? It's even in those times, the Chachamim came and confronted them. It wasn't the most usual thing. It was an unusual sight. And yet, they were doing it L'Shem Shamayim, and they were Moser Nefsham, L'Davar Hazeh, says Rashi.
The children are going to be looking
like
different.
Yeah, but they're not thinking about him. They're not thinking about they're not thinking about being with him. The image of him, they're thinking about their husbands with the image of Chachamim. That's something that's mutar. That has nothing to do with B'nai Temura. Okay, that's a different story.
Gemara is following modesty from the previous story, I think, from the...
Also, yeah. So it's a modesty thing. Okay, but this was my own pshat, that there's probably a little bit of a... if you ask them, a little bit of shame involved in that. Okay, so... Says the Chachamim came to ask them, what are you doing? So they obviously had some emotion. So, says Rashi... avazim levanim, white geese. Rabbi Yochanan, Adam yefe toar haya, de'amrina be'asocheret ha'po'alim in Baba Mesi'ah, shufre de Rabbi Abba, de Rabbi Avhu, me'ain shufre de Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan was as handsome as, says the Gemara, Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu was as handsome as Adam Arishon, says the Gemara. Says Rashi, "Ole ein mesulakin min ein sheena sholetet bahen shelo ratzta lizon lehanot meeshet adonav." Weiter. Says the next Mishnah. Yeah, nashim wa'avadim uktanim peturim kriyat shema u'mina tefillin. So first of all, nashim avadim uktanim are patur from kriyat shema and tefillin. Vechayavim bitfila uvim zuza uvebirkat hamazon, but they are obligated in Tfilah. Tfilah refers to Amida, Mezuzah, and Birkat Hamazon. Good? What kind of katan are we talking about that is patur from Kriyat Shema and Chayav B'Tfilah? Right! Machloket Rashi and Tosfot. Let's see Rashi. Tov, Bekitzur, says, right, whatever you think the answer is, the safest thing to say is, V'day Me'od. Tov. Says Rashi. Nashim ba'avadim uktanim peturim kriyat shema. Why is that, says Rashi? She misrat aseh shazman grama. Ve'kamelan bekiddushin de nashim peturot mideoraita. Women are exempt by Torah law from any time-bound mitzvot. From any positive time-bound mitzvot. Utfilin nami mitzvat aseh shazman grama. De savar laila ve'shabbat lav zman tefillin inhu. Why is kriyat shema time-bound? Beshochbecha uvkumecha, and therefore kriyat shema and tefillin are time bound. So that's why nashim are fatur. Avadim are only obligated in mitzvot that nashim are. And what about ketanim? Says Rashi, ketanim afilu katan shigia lechinuch lo hitilu al aviv lechanchov bekriyat shema. Rashi understands the Mishnah that even though the father has an obligation. By the way, did you just see what Rashi said? Lo hitilu al aviv lechanchov bekriyat shema. There's another sugya in another 28 days. Daf Memchet Amud Aleph in Brachot. The mitzvah of chinuch. When children are chayav b'mitzvah chinuch. Whose mitzvah is that? Is that the fathers or the child's? Fathers or the child's? Fathers. Tosfot, Megillah, Yutet Amud Bet. Argues. So, aval mikol makom, en man hasad. Can't win. Machloket. Anyway. Huh? Nigmar. Tosfot, delete.
Backspace.
Huh? Okay. Bekitzur, aval mikol makom, rov arishonim hold like you. Tosfot disagrees. Riaz, Rabbeinu Yishaya Charonzal, disagrees. Okay, but you're in good company. Aval, we're not in the business, we're not there yet to be able to delete rishonim. We don't do that. Now. Yefe me'od. Tosfot speaks exactly about that thing. Megillah yutet amud bet for Tosfot. Now, says the Gemara as follows. What would you do without Tosfot, huh? Life would be very boring. Now, huh? Tosfot chachme boris. So now he says like this. The Rashi says, you could see from Rashi right here, what did he just point out? The mitzvah is on whom? Rashi is obviously of the Shita, lo hitilu al aviv lechancho v'kriyat shema. Rashi holds like whom? That it's on the father. Like Rov HaRishonim, like the Rambam, like the Ramban, like the Rashba, like the Ritba, like the Ran, right? Like worse, huh?
What's the Hava going to say it's on the child?
Megillah, Odna.
No, I know
Megillah,
but I'm saying...
No, Hakeh, now, Bekitzur, he brings a Raya from Rabbi Yehuda. He asks a very powerful question, Tosfot over there. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. So you have to see that Sugiyah over there. You have to wait for Masechet Megillah. Masechet Megillah is in about 8 months. Understand? Now, you learn Megillah? You got the Daf Yutet? So, בקיצור, אפתם תוספות. Now he says like this. בקיצור, אפילו ילדים קטנים לומדים תוספות. השם ישראל, ברוך השם. So he says, like this. So Rashi says, in general, the father is obligated to, be מחנך the child. What about קריאת שמה? Even when he's מגיע לחינוך, Rashi understands the Gemara, what's the הלכה? פטור. Why is that? לפי שאינו מצוי תמיד כשמגיע הזמן קריאת שמה. In the morning, Bekumecha, he's not up yet. Beshochbecha, he's already asleep. Therefore, what the Chachamim said, let it go. Now, Vayter. Okay. No, not necessarily. No. Kivarshit kivarsheva, the Gemara says. To, umina tefillin, mishum distam katan enu yodea lishmor gufo. Why are ketanim patun mitfillin? From chinuch of tefillin? Because most ketanim don't know how to keep their body clean, שלא יפיח בהם, that he shouldn't pass gas with them. וחייבים בתפילה, the תפילה רחמה היא, ומדרבנן היא, ותיקנו אף לנשים ולחינוך קטנים. תפילה, what is תפילה? In Amidah, there's an element of asking for mercy from הקדוש ברוך הוא. And therefore the חכמים said, who's obligated? All of you. נשים, עבדים וקטנים.
Huh?
Oh, okay. All three for sure not. There's a machloke two or one. Uvimzuzah v'birkat amazon, mezuzah mitzvat aseh shelo azman grama, uvagmara parich pshita, birkat amazon, vagmara ba'ila, deoraita v'derabbanan. The Gemara is going to ask whether women are obligated in birkat amazon mideoraita or mideorabbanan. Let's go back and see Tosfot. Says the Teisus, yeah, uktanim pturim kriyat shema piresha kuntres, shigia lechinuch, vela nehira. דה בפרק לולב הגזול, אמרינן, קטן יודע לשמור תפילין, אביו חייב לקנות לו תפילין. אלמה, כשהגיע לחינוך, דשייך הבית תפילין, חייב בתפילין, ובקריאת שמה, נם יש לחייבו יותר. What is it more logical to be מחייב a kid in? In תפילין or in קריאת שמה? קריאת שמה. And yet the Mishnah says בפירוש, that once a child comes of age of חינוך, the father buys him תפילין for חינוך. So if he's חייב in תפילין, then בוודאי he's חייב in what? In קריאת שמה. מדאשכחן הטעם, קטן יודע לדבר, אביו מלמדו תורה, ופסוק ראשון של קריאת שמה. Therefore, based on this question, ונראה לרבנו תם, רבנו תם disagrees with רשי. And what does he say? Right, it wouldn't be the first time in Ch'as, and it's certainly not going to be the end, last time. Says רבנו תם, דמיירי בקטן שלא הגיע לחינוך. When the Mishnah says that קטנים are פטורים מקריאת שמה, what kind of קטן is it talking about? לא הגיע לחינוך, but if he's מגיע לחינוך את ההלכה, חייב בקריאת שמה, just like any other mitzvah. Now, ומיהו, סיפה דקטני וחייבים מתפילה. Now, if you're going to go down that route, says Tosfot, what's going to be the end of the Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah that says, the קטנים are חייב בתפילה. What kind of קטנים are we talking about? הירי רוצה לומר, דמיירי בקטן שהגיע לחינוך. די לא הגיע להב ולהו לחייבו בתפילה. It has to be talking about, in the end of the Mishnah, לחייבו בתפילה, what? קטן שהגיע. Because if it's talking about קטן שלא הגיע לחינוך, like in the Resha, then what? There's no reason to be מחייב a קטן שלא הגיע לחינוך בתפילה if he's פטור from קריאת שמע. It doesn't make sense. So therefore, according to the Ri, what comes out? The קטן that the Mishnah is talking about that's פטור from קריאת שמע, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about קטן שלא הגיע לחינוך. The קטן that's חייב בתפילה in the Sefer is talking about what? קטן שהגיע לחינוך. It's a little bit of a bizarre setup in the Mishnah that we use the word katan twice and in two different contexts, in the same Mishnah, one line after another, and we're talking about two different age groups of Ketanim. However, who comes to the rescue? Rabbeinu Tam. So, V'nil'ar Rabbeinu Tam, I'm sorry, yeah, now says Tosfot, V'la nihira, Dimken, lahav ulhur ktanim, dum yad nashim v'avadim, shepturim b'chol inyan. If that's the case, if you're telling me that it's talking about katan sheigia lechinuch, then what? Then in the do nashim and avadim in the Mishnah change from resha to sefa? Same kind of woman, same kind of slave. The only thing you're telling me that changes in the Mishnah is what? Katan. But you're putting them in the same category. Nashim, avadim, uktanim. Just like nashim and avadim didn't change from the resha to seifa, so too you should tell me that ktanim didn't change from resha to seifa. The pattern is not good. So therefore, hold on. Uktanim enam pturim elab shelo higia ve'en yodea lishmor tefilav upiresh rabbeinu tam devadai aire hakol bekatan shelo higia lachinuch. Says Rabbeinu Tam, he disagrees with the Ri, and he says, no. Just like I said, the Resha was talking about Katan Shelo Yigia Lechinuch is Patur from Kriyat Shema. The Sefa that says Katan is Chayav Betfilah is talking about what kind of Katan? Also Lo Yigia Lechinuch. Consistent. Hey, what does that mean? V'chayavim deSefa Kai Anashim V'Avadim Lechud. But when it says Chayavim Betfilah, it's not talking about the Katan. It's going back on what? Nashim V'Avadim. Period. That's it. Huh? At least they'll be consistent in the pattern. The halacha, chayav o patur, will say it's shayach. In the resha, it's shayach to all three patur. And in the sefa, it's shayach only to nashim avadim.
All three of them are in one group. Over there, I mentioned three of them in one group, but I'm talking only about
something is not so gishmak. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, it's more gishmak to me to keep katan consistent throughout the Mishnah, as opposed to what? As opposed to, because nobody in their right mind would be mechayev a katan shelo yegia lechinuch in tefillah. That's just absurd. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll keep katan in the sefa, katan shelo yegia lechinuch, and therefore what? We'll say, it's talking about nashim v'avadim. Yeah, weiter. Vim tomar, im ken amaitan haktanim ba'ad nashim v'avadim, kivan de'en shavim kede parishit. Your question. So leave it out. It should say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how should the Mishnah read? Nashim va'avadim uktanim pturim mikriat shema umina tefilin. V'nashim va'avadim chayavim etfilav. Why didn't it just say like that? Says the Gemara, says Tosfot, v'yesh nomad, dechen derech hatana, lishnot yachad nashim va'avadim uktanim shlo yigiyo lechinuch, kmo nashim va'avadim uktanim pturim mesuka. There's precedent for that, says Rabbeinu Tam. Mishnayot have done that before. Put them together. Even though their halachot are not equal, but we lump them together in several places in Shas. Verstehe? So, now la halacha, what comes out? What's the matter? What's bothering you? Yeah. It's tasteless. This is Rabbeinu Tam. This is Gdol HaOlam. Yeah. You know, there's a Midrash Seder HaOlam that says that there is machloket between Rabbeinu Tam and Moshe Rabbeinu with regards to Kesher Tefillin, whether it has to be undone every day. Machloket Rabbeinu Tam and Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Rabbeinu Tam that this is the halacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to me at Har Sinai, and Rabbeinu Tam says, I disagree with you anyway. Midrash, Sefer HaYeshev, in Erech Rabbeinu Tam. Right? There's no jokes. There's also Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra that says that Rabba Bar Barchana argued on HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regards to Ilchot Negaim. But that's a different story. Baba Batra is in about 5 years.
Why do we separate between the Katan but do not separate between Nashim and Avadim?
Yeah.
What kind of category can we separate between Nashim and Avadim? Katan, Nigya, Batan, Logel, Nashim and Avadim, which...
Different halachot for each kind of person you are.
You say that some status of them changes?
No.
Like in Katan?
Never, ever.
Okay, so that's why Nashim and Avadim don't change, right?
Unless he gets freed. But once the Eved gets freed, he's no longer an Eved. What is he? He's a Jew. And an Isha, no matter what she does, even if she lives in this cuckoo generation, right, there's a, she still stays a woman. Right, in this generation, whatever, all sorts of cuckoo things. Weiter. Let's move on. Says the Gemara Weiter. Kriyat Shema Pshita, Mitzvat Aseh Shazman Gramahi, What do you have to tell me that women are patur from Kriyat Shema? It's mitzvah ta'aseh she'azman grama. V'chol mitzvah ta'aseh she'azman grama. Nashim peturot. Says the Gemara, what's the chidush? Ma'o detem ho'il ve'it be'amalchut shamayim kamash malan. I might have thought that since Kriyat Shema, besides for being a mitzvah, what else does it include in it? Acceptance of the yoke of heaven. So I might have thought she should be obligated to say Kriyat Shema to accept the yoke of heaven. Kamash malan the Mishnah. That's the chidush. She's still patur. Weiter. Says the Gemara, umina tefillin pshita. That what? Tefillin is mitzvat aseh she'azman grama. So of course they're patur. Says the Gemara, ma'u detema hu'il ve'itkash limzuza kamash malan. Since they are put on in the same pasuk, right? Ukshartam le'ot al yadecha v'ayu letotafot ben aynecha uchtavtam al mezuzot, right? Tefillin and mezuzah in the Torah are back to back. Just like women are chayab in mezuzah, I might think that they're chayab in tefillin. Kamash malan, pturim mitfillin, weiter. V'chayavim b'tfila, but they're chayav in tefila, d'rachamim minhu. Says the Gemara, why? Because tefila is rachamim, and they have to ask for it. Ma'od etem ha'il uchtiv ba. Erev v'vokir v'sahoraim, right, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Erev v'vokir v'sahoraim, asicha ve'ehme v'yishma akoli. That when do we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Erev v'vokir v'sahoraim. So because of that pasuk, I might have thought, ke mitzvat aseh she'azman grama adame, it might be like a mitzvat aseh she'azman grama, kamash malan, that we do not treat it as such, and women are therefore chayav b'tfila. Says the Gemara Vayter, uvim zuza, huh? Well, Shabbatot v'yamim tovim at least. Midoraita. Yes? Now, Vayter, the Chachamim can't turn something into mitzvat aseh she'azman grama. The Chachamim can't turn in, there's a machloket whether we say nashim pturot from mitzvat aseh she'azman grama bad rabbanan. That's a different story, which we'll see soon by the halacha. But if there's something that is not time bound biblically, the Chachamim can't make it time bound. Now, Vayter,
what is a non time bound specifically telling the times?
Even so, Rachamim. And Rachamim obligates them to pray. Says the Gemara, what does the Torah say by mezuzah? It's right after what? So since mezuzah and Talmud Torah are back to back, and what's the status of women with regards to Talmud Torah, they are patur. I might have thought they're patur for mezuzah as well. Kamash ma'alan. This comes to teach us that they are chayav. Says the Gemara, ובברכת המזון, פשיטה, of course they are. מהו דתמה הוא אי לכתיב, וכתיב, בתת אדוני לכם בערב בשר לאכול, ולחם בבוקר לסבוע, since the Torah refers to bread as what? That's by what? That was by the מעשה המן, right? פרשת המן, in which פרשה is פרשת המן? פרשת בשלח, 2 weeks from now. So it says, ולחם בבוקר לסבוע, the Torah refers to bread in what sense, with regards to morning. I would think that what? כמצוות עשה שהזמן גרמה, דמי, it might be considered like מצוות עשה שהזמן גרמה, כמש מלן, of course it is not. Says the Gemara. Let's stop for a moment and see Rashi's. Yeah, says Rashi, מהו דתם הנקיש תפילין עם זוזה, דכתיב וקשרתם וכתבתם. מה מזוזה נשים חייבות, אף תפילין נשים חייבות, כמה שמעלן we don't. הכי גרסינה תפילה דרחמנינו ולא גרס פשיטה, דלאו דאורייתא היא. Oh, תפילה זנה תאורייתא, well, there's a מחלוקת ראשונים. The Rambam holds that the idea of תפילה, prayer, for a person to pray, is a מצוות עשה. מדאורייתא, the Rambam learns it out, ולעובדו בכל לבבכם ובכל נפשכם, איזו היא עבודה שהיא בלב, הווה אומר, זו תפילה. The Rambam says, מצוות תפילה is מדרבנן. But even according to the Rambam, the text of the תפילה as we have it, that's not necessarily דאורייתא. The idea of prayer is דאורייתא. But the text is not necessarily. The prayer has to consist of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda'a, but not necessarily the text of what we have. Viter, that's why the Magen Avraham holds that Nashim or Yotzeh mitzvat tefillah with Birkot HaShachar. However, we don't hold like that, because with Birkot HaShachar, Maran Tuchon Avraham says, Niyabi Omer, Birkot HaShachar is not enough, because even to be Yotzeh, the Oraita, according to the Rambam, of tefillah, there has to be Shevach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what it is. It's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bakasha, okay, and which you don't have there, and Hoda'a, and also a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you certainly don't have over there. So Maran Tichon Avraham says that you would not, unlike the Magen Avraham, women would not be Yotzeh Tefillah with Birkot HaShachar Vayter. Says the Gemara, let's move on, says Rashi,
I think
Nope. Now, says the... says that's a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rashi. Hachi garsin atfil that we saw. Nakish mezuzah l'talmud Torah d'chtiv ve'limadtem otam et b'necheim usmich le'e uchtavtam. Ma talmud Torah nashim pturot ve'af al gav dein hazman grama. Just like is Torah, is Talmud Torah a time-bound mitzvah?
No.
Ve'agita bo yomam v'alayla. Are women obligated to do it?
No.
Even though it's not a time-bound mitzvah, so I would have thought, why is that? Ve'af al gav dein hazman grama rachmana patrinu d'chtiv ve'limadtem otam et b'necheim. ולא בנותיכם, אף מזוזה נשים פטורות, כמה שמלן דנשים חייבות, דכתיב למען ירבו ימיכם, גברי באו חיי, נשים, לא באו חיי, בתמיה. What does the Torah say about mezuzah? If you want to live, put up a mezuzah. So what do we say? Only men have to live? Women don't need to live? Whoever needs to live, needs to put up a mezuzah. I.e. everyone. Vayter says the Gemara Vayter. Let's see, is there Tosfot here? That's what brings down this thing. Ida garsib birkat mazon pshita. Okay. Weiter. No, it's talking, the Torah is talking to Am Yisrael. Im shamoa tishme'u el mitzvotai. Who's Hashem talking to? Lema'an yirbu yemechem vime venechem. Who's that? Who is he talking to? Who is he addressing? Now, period. Vayter. Says the Gemara. Amar v'dabar ahava, nashim chayavot b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. Women are obligated to make kiddush on Shabbat. Kiddush and gamala yain, which means mid'oraita. Kiddush on Shabbat is verbally, with words. However, the Chachamim said that you have to make kiddush on wine. They're obligated in that. Amai mitzvat aseh shazman grama hu hi v'chol mitzvat aseh shazman grama nashim peturot amar abaye midrabbanan. They're only chayav midrabbanan. Amar li Rava v'advar Torah ka'aman. The lashon of Ravada was what? That they're obligated by Torah law, not only rabbinic law, says the Gemara, ve'od kol mitzvot aseh nechayvinu midrabbanan. If that's the case, if you want to tell me that women are chayav in kiddush, even though it's zman grama, midrabanan, so we should be mechayev otam b'shofar midrabanan, b'sukah midrabanan, b'lulav midrabanan. Is that the case? Absolutely not. So Rava says that's not correct. Ela amar Rava, amar kira, zachor v'shamor. You have to add in a few words. B'dibur echad ne'emru. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said the word zachor v'shamor in one word. Kol sheyeshno b'shmira yeshno b'schira. Who? Anybody who is included in the obligation to heed, to keep Shabbat. Keeping Shabbat means not doing any of the 39 melachot. Is obligated in the positive commemoration aspect of Shabbat of Kiddush. V'hani nashe ho'il ve'itnehu b'shmira, itnehu b'zechira. Since women are included in Shmirat Shabbat, they're also included in Zechirat Shabbat, which is Kiddush ve'Avdalah. Okay? Says Rashi, yeah.
If it wasn't for this, they wouldn't
be. Absolutely. But thank God we have this. Now, says the Gemara, Kiddush hayom mitzvat aseh shazman gramahu. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadesho, zachre ol hayayin. If it wasn't for Har Sinai, we wouldn't be Jews. So, he says, Kiddush hayom mitzvat aseh shazman gramahi. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadesho, zachre ol hayayin. Bishmira, de lo ta'aseh melacha. Vehani nashe, itnu bishmira, ditnan. Kol mitzvot lo ta'aseh, ben shazman gramah, ben she'en hazman gramah, nashim chayavot. Are there any negative commandments that women are exempt from? Negative commandments?
Yeah.
Huh? Negative commandments?
Yes.
Yeah, no, because that the Torah says that's true, because the Torah puts it in the same category as zakan. Since they don't have zakan, the pe'atarosh is also mutar. That's the only exception. But for all other isurim in the Torah, women are completely equal to men, regardless if the avira is time bound or non time bound, right? Otherwise, they'd be able to eat chametz on Pesach. Otherwise, they'd be able to eat on Yom Kippur. Otherwise, they'd be able to do melacha on Shabbat, because all these isurim are time bound. Vayter says Rashi, kol mitzvot lo ta'aseh ben shazman grama ben shazman grama nashim chayavot lishva. Katuv isha liish lechol onashim shebatorah nashim bebirkat hamazon deoraita. Oh, that's the next sugya. Says the Gemara,
the kiddush for women.
Yeah.
For both night and day.
Yes. Weiter. Says the over here we're talking about the night one, but yes, there would be chayav in both. Dvar Torah over here we're talking about what, when's the only time you can have possibly kiddush midoraita if you weren't yotze with the tefillah. You can have kavana. In general, we're not yotze with the vaychulu and tefillah. Only if you have specific kavana, and even then, according to some poskim, you're still not yotze with the tefillah, because not only do you have to say zecher lema'aseh bereshit, you also have to say zecher litziat mitzrayim. And guess what? You don't have in arvit shel Shabbat. In by Shabbat, you have to mention along with Shabbat zecher lema'aseh bereshit and zecher litziat mitzrayim. You only have that by kiddush, right? Now, by tefillah, you don't have that. You only have zecher lema'aseh bereshit. According to some poskim, it's me'akev et ha-mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah holds the halacha that b'di'avad, you'd still be, if you don't, mamash, don't have wine, you don't have bread, you're garnished, he says you can have kavanah and be yotzeh over there, but usually we're not yotzeh, and when we're yotzeh kriyat shema, when we're yotzeh kiddush de'oraita, is al kosiyayin. Says the Gemara Baiter Amar, Amar le'ravina, le'rava, nashim be'birkat ha-mazon de'oraita de'rabbanan. Are women's obligation in Birkat HaMazon de'oraita de'rabanan? Says the Gemara, l'may nafkamina. What does it make a difference? What's the halachic implication here? Le'afukei rabim yedechovatan. Whether women will be able to be motzi men yedechova. Why? Because men are obviously chayav be'Birkat HaMazon min ha-Torah she'ne'emar ve'achalta ve'sava'ata uverachta. Now, says the Gemara, I amar t'deoraita, at deoraita, mafik deoraita. If you tell me women's obligation in Birkat HaMazon is deoraita, they can even exempt men. V'i amar t'derabbanan, have she'eno mechuyav b'davar, v'chol she'eno mechuyav b'davar, eno mitzir t'rabbim yedechovatan. If you want to say that women are only obligated in Birkat HaMazon with derabbanan, can they exempt men? No, because they're not chayav deoraita. A derabbanan level cannot exempt a deoraita level. Mai, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara Tashema. We bring a baraita. Be'emet amru, ben mevarech le'aviv, ve'eved mevarech le'rabbo, ve'isha mevarechet le'ba'ala. Aval amru chachamim, tavo me'era le'adam she'ishto uvanav mevarechin lo. Which means, the Gemara says, technically, there's a baraita, a child can make Birkat HaMazon for his father, and a slave, Eved Kena'ani, for his master, and a wife for her husband. But the chachamim said, a man who needs to come onto all of this, he doesn't know how to read, he's such an amaretz, and need this, the chachamim cursed him. The chachamim told him, busha v'chirpa. Right? Huh? Me'ira is an illness. They said, ya'aneh, they meant, you know, you're a pretty sorry existence. Go learn Birkat HaMazon. Anyway, so he says, mikol makom, what do you see from this? What do you see from this baraita?
They're right.
They could! And if they could, what does that mean their chiyuv is? Deoraita. Says the Gemara, I amar bishlama deoraita, ate deoraita, umafik deoraita. Ela, I amar derabbanan, ate derabbanan, umafik deoraita. Says the Gemara, hey, before you start analyzing this thing about Nashim, what else did the baraita speak about?
The child
being motzi, the father. Is there anyone in the world that would say that a child is mechuyav bebirkat HaMazon mid deoraita? Is a child mechuyav mideoraita in anything?
No.
And yet, what does the baraita say? He's able to be motzi the father. Velit amich katan bar chiyuvahu. Ela achav mayaskinan kegon she'achal shi'ura derabbanan de'at derabbanan umafik derabbanan. That's exactly the point, which is what? That's what the Gemara disproves. The Gemara says, leave the women alone. If you're saying that the child could be motzi the father, what must we be talking about? We're talking about, let's say a child ate a nice amount. His obligation to say Birkat HaMazon, the Rabbanan. Now let's say the father didn't eat Kedeh Sevi'ah. Machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, how much is it Kezayit or Kabetzah to be full? But let's say he didn't eat that prescribed amount. So even an adult, his Chiyuv Birkat HaMazon is only what? Only midrabbanan. Then the child who's a drabbanan can be motzi the father who's also a drabbanan. So we'll say the same thing by the woman. When can a woman be? Really, I'll tell you at the end that women are chayav only midrabbanan. And the fact that the baraita says that the woman is motzi her husband, that's only when the husband didn't eat kedesh vi'ah and his chiyuv is also on the drabbanan. So the Gemara ends here. So what is it at the end? Is a woman's obligation Birkat HaMazon de'oraita or de'rabanan? Safik. The Gemara ends off with Ibaya de la Ishita. According to the Rambam in the Rosh, this Gemara's question is left unanswered. So what do you do? Let's see. The post came soon. Huh? Don't do what? Oh, but there's other nafkaminot, mommy. Let's see. Don't eat. Die. Right? Okay, weiter. Now, so... What? Eved is just like... Whatever you say about Isha is Eved. Eved and Isha are same level. Says Rashi, yeah?
The boys, the Rabbana is the same as fathers.
Yes?
Same.
Yep. Says the... If the boy ate kedes vi'ah. Let's say the boy ate and he's full. And the father ate and he's not. The Rabbanan, same level. If the boy... If the... over the age of chinuch. If the child ate less than kedes vi'ah, less than a kabetzar or less than a kazayit, depending on which shita you hold, that's our... He's... Two derabbanans, and the father's only one derabbanan. So the poskim say over there, you should not be motzioto. Weiter. Says the Rashi, אנשים בדבקת המזון דאורייתא דכתיב ואכלתה וזבה עטבה ולמצוות עשה שאין הזמן גרמה עוד רבנן דכתיב. Why in the world should we think is ברכת המזון time bound? No. So, women should be חייב מדאורייתא. What would make us think that they're chayav mid rabbanan? Says Rashi, "Dichtiv al haaretz atova asher natan lecha, al haaretz atova asher natan lach, veharetz lo nitena limkevot litchalek." Eretz Yisrael was divided among whom?
Men.
Among men, not among women. Rashi, v'imishum benot slofchad. Good company, Adam. So he says, חלק אביהם הם דנטלו שהיום יצאים מצרים. They didn't get their own portion. They were only collecting the portion of their father who was מיוצאי מצרים. ויתר, says the Gemara, בן קטן מברך ברכת המזון לאביו אם אין אביו יודע לברך. Says Rashi, שיעורה דרבנן כגון כזית לרבי מאיר וחבצה לרבי יהודה דמידאורייתא ואכלתה וסבעתה וברכתה כתיב. אבל בשיעורה כהי, בצד שהיא small amount, למה חייב אלא מדרבנן? You only חייב ברכת המזון מדרבנן, ואם כך, עתי קטן דרבנן, הוא מפיק גדול. Okay, so now, says the גמרא, עד כזית עד כבצה, עד כזית לרבי מאיר. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the next גמרא. Let's see תוספות. There's a תוספות over here. נשים בברכת המזון דאורייתא או דרבנן. זאת תספס, yeah? פירש הקונטרס, דסלקדעתך דלה מחייב מדאורייתא משום דכתיב על הארץ הטובה ונשים לא נתנו חלק בארץ ומה שנטלו בנות צלופחד חלק אביהם נטלו. That was Rashi. Says Tosfot, ותמה כהנים ולוויים נמי טבעי שהרי לא נטלו חלק בארץ ואם כן לא יוציאו אחרים ידי חובתם בברכת המזון. You know who else you have to ask about? If we're talking about the portions of the land, you know who else didn't get a portion in Eretz Israel? שבט לוי, כהנים ולוויים. Can a כהן ולוי be מוציא somebody else ברכת המזון? Amnon, can you be מוציא אותי ברכת המזון? Boom! Teisves! Mata asa bil adav. Yeah? Ela yesh lomar. Oh, that's Teisves' answer. Yefemeod. Tov. But that's not Rashi. What you're saying is everything but Rashi. Says Tosfot. Ela yesh lomar. Right. Ela yesh lomar. De ta'ama mishum dichtiv al beritecha shechatamta bivsarenu ve'al Torah techa shelimadtanu. ונשים לתנו לא בברית ולא בתורה. נשים don't have ברית and they also don't have תורה. ואמרים לנקמן, מי שלא אמר ברית ותורה בברכת המזון לא יצא ידי חובתו. A person who skips ברית ותורה in ברכת המזון does not fulfill his obligation. ואשתקא מי באי אלי, כיוון דלא מצאו למימר ברית ותורה עליו ואלא מדרבנן, או דין מה כיוון דלא שייך והוא אבי שפיר דאורייתא. Now based on this, what's the question? Since they don't say ברית ותורה, okay, according to some poskim, they have to actually skip Berit v'Torah, we don't hold like that, but according to many poskim, women in their Birkat HaMazon should skip Berit v'Torah. You know, because if they say that, what are they? Liars! Now, therefore what? If they're not saying it, Tosfot is obviously of the opinion that they're not saying it, so the fact that they're not saying it, is it still Deoraita? Is it Derabbanan because they're not saying it? Or maybe it's still Deoraita because they can't. That's the Safek of the Gemara. והדר כמן מהיר באנשים דשייך בברית ותורה. ויתר. Now, says the Gemara ויתר, דרש. Yeah? You like this?
Yeah.
Okay. דרש רב אבירה. Me too. זימנין אמר למשמד רבי ימי, וזימנן אמר למשמד רבי עשה. רב אבירה said, sometimes he said the same thing in the name of רבי ימי, sometimes רבי עשה. אמרו מלאכי השרת לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של העולם, כתוב בתורתך אשר לא יישא פנים ולא ייקח שוחד. הקדוש ברוך הוא, you favor no one, ולא אתה נושא פנים לישראל. You do favor עם ישראל, and you say so in your own Torah. דכתיב יישא אדוני פניו אליך. No, so how do you do that? You're contradicting yourself. אמר להם וכילו אישה פנים לישראל שכתבתי להם בתורה ואכלת וסבעת וברכת את אדוני אלוהיך והם מדקדקים על עצמם עד כזית ועד כבצה. Tell me, is it possible not to favor Am Yisrael? He says, I told them in the Torah that in order to be chayav birkat hamazon, what do you have to do? You have to eat and be full. And yet, what do they do? Even if they eat only a kezait or only a kabetzah, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, they still make birkat hamazon. Says Hashem, says, I love them. I have to favor them. So, you see, says Rashi. No, midrabanan. He says, I said in the Torah, v'savata. And yes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ad kazait, says Rashi, ad kazait ad kabitza le Rabbi Meir, ad kabitza le Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan ad kam mizamnin Rabbi Meir omer ad kazait, Rabbi Yehuda omer ad kabitza. Let's stop and see some halacha. Yeah. Weiter says the Rambam. We're on page Lamedalit. Actually, here we go. Rambam, ready? It's rock and roll. And soon we're gonna have the shir. Nathan, I'm gonna call upon you soon to get some sperm. Do you mind? Huh? It's, please, 9 o'clock. Yeah. 9 o'clock, 9:05, should be okay. Says the Rambam, Nashim va'avadim uktanim pturim mikriyat shema. Does the Rambam speak about which ktanim?
No,
he just quotes what? The Mishnah. Doesn't say what.
So he holds like Rashi?
Pleads the fifth. Umlamdin taktanim likrota be'onata. ומברכין לפניה ולאחריה כדי לחנכן במצוות. I wonder if they had a constitution in Egypt. Okay? מי שהיה ליבו תרוד ונחפז לדבר מצווה פטור מכל מצוות מקריאת שמה. לפי כך, okay, that's this we did already. But the main point of this הלכה for us in the Rambam was נשים ועבדים וקטנים. Weiter. Okay. שולחן ערוך. You ready for this? נשים ועבדים וקטנים פטורים מקריאת שמה מפני שהיא מצוות עשה שהזמן גרמה ונכון הוא ללמדם שיקבלו עליהם עול מלכות שמיים. It's preferable to do what? It's preferable to teach them to be מקבל עול מלכות שמיים. Says the Rama, ויקראו לפחות פסוק ראשון. Now, interesting. The Bach, the Mishnah Berurah on this הלכה, brings down a Bach, הרב בית חדש, who says that although women are exempt from the mitzvah of reading Kriyat Shema, but they are still obligated in reading the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema because they are mechuyav mideoraita in accepting the yoke of heaven, and the Ben Ish Chai and Od Yosef Chai paskins like the Bach. However, Rova Poskim, Maran Zichrono Livracha, Yelkut Yosef, Alacha Berura, Kafachayim, they disagree, and you see Pashtut, Milshon Maran HaShulchan Aruch, who says, Nachon to teach them to be Mekabel on Malchut Shamayim. What do you see about this? That according to Maran, halachically speaking, right, bottom line, what's the din? They are not only patur from mitzvat kriyat shema, but they're also patur from what? They're also patur from
Ol
Malchut Shamayim, but it's Nachon to teach them to be Mekabel Ol Malchut Shamayim. Weiter, says Maran Weiter. No, there's no safek. Shulchan Aruch. Ktanim peturim. When we say that ktanim are patur, lerabenu tam kishelo igiu lechinuch. Ulrashi afilo igiu lechinuch mipnei sheeno matzui etzlo bizman kriyat shema ba'erev v'yashenu baboker. Veraui linhog kerabenu tam. Says the Shulchan Aruch. According to the letter of the law, who do you see the Shulchan Aruch holds like? No. Like Rashi. That's why he says, Ra'ui linho ki Rabbeinu Tam. It's worthy, it's preferable to act like Rabbeinu Tam, and once the child is a gil chinuch, to obligate him to say Kriyat Shema. But what do you see from the wording of Maran? Halakha lima'aseh, what does Maran hold? Huh? Patur. Now, Vayter, says the next Rambam. כל הפטור מקריאת שמע פטור מתפילין. קטן שיודע לשמור תפילה ואביו לוקח לו תפילין כדי לחנכו במצוות. חולה מעיים וכל מי שלא יכול לשמור את נקביו אלא בצער פטור מן התפילין. Anybody with a stomach ailment who can and keeping himself clean is a challenge is פטור from תפילין. וכל התמים כולם חייבים בתפילין כתאורין. מצטער וכו' וכו'. That's talking about דיני תפילין, but we brought down what we needed to with regards to קטן. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nashim ועבדים פטורים מתפילין, מפני שהוא מצוות עשה שהזמן גרמה. Says the Rama, ואם הנשים רוצים להחמיר על עצמן, מוכין בידן. Which means, if a woman wants to be מחמיר and put on תפילין, says the Rama, we protest. And don't pull any מיכל בת שאול, and don't pull any בנות רשי. When you get to the level of מיכל בת שאול and בנות רשי, with your יראת שמיים and with your צניעות, then we'll talk about tefillin. Tov, weiter. Says the next Rambam. Right, Adam? No provocations. There's some women who are off the wall. Says Rashi, Rambam. We call them the wailing walnuts. ולפיכך נשים ועבדים חייבים בתפילה לפי שהיא מצוות עשה שלא הזמן גרמה, אלא חיוב מצווה זו ככו, שידם מתחנן ומתפלל בכל יום. A person has to, what's מתחנן? Very important word. To supplicate. You have to beg and beseech God. To pray not only on autopilot, but to beseech, to be מתחנן, to beg הקדוש ברוך הוא. הוא מגיד שיחו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואחר כך שואל צרכיו, שהוא צריך להם בבקשה ובתחינה, ואחר כך נותן שבח והודעיה להשם על הטובה שהשפיע לו, כל אחד כפי כוחו, which means according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of tefillah, like we said, incorporates three aspects, which is שבח, praising הקדוש ברוך הוא, asking for our own needs, בקשה, and הודעה, and thanking הקדוש ברוך הוא for everything that he has done for us thus far. Says מרן השולחן ערוך סימן קו"ו, מי שתורתו אומנותו כגון רשב"י וחבריו מפסיק לקריאת שמע ולא לתפילה, אבל אנו מפסיקים בין לקריאת שמע בין לתפילה, which means anybody who's Torah, a person who's so engrossed in Torah, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his friends, is patur from tefillah and he only stops to say kriyat shema. But says the Shulchan Aruch, since Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we haven't had anybody that fits that description, and we stop for kriyat shema and tefillah. Okay? Modim anachnu lach. Yeah, weiter. Says the Rambam, next halacha. רמב״ם, הכל חייבים במזוזה, אפילו נשים ועבדים, ומחנכים את הקטנים לעשות מזוזה לבתיהם. הסוחר בית בחוץ לארץ והדר בקונדק בארץ ישראל, a person who rents a house outside of ארץ ישראל, or a person who lives in an inn in ארץ ישראל, פטור מן המזוזה למדיום, is פטור from a מזוזה the first 30 days. אבל הסוחר בית בארץ ישראל חייב במזוזה מיד, a person who rents because of the חשיבות of ארץ ישראל, of מצוות יישוב ארץ ישראל, even a person who rents in ארץ ישראל is חייב immediately. שולחן ערוך, הכל חייבים במזוזה, אפילו נשים ועבדים, מחנכים את הקטנים לעשות מזוזה לפתחיהם. ויתר, נאו בברכת, נחילה, ברכת המזון. says the Rambam, נשים ועבדים חייבים בברכת המזון. בספק יש בדבר אם הם חייבים מן התורה, לפי שאין קבוע להם זמן, או אינם חייבים מן התורה. לפי כך, אין מוצאים את הגדולים ידי חובתן. The Rambam understands מסקנת הגמרא, what's the מסקנה about women? Are women חייב מדאורייתא ומדרבנן, says the Rambam? I don't know. And therefore what? Should a woman be motzi a man yidei chovato? What do we hold? No. The only time where she can be motzi, when? אבל הקטנים חייבים בברכת המזון בדברי סופרים כדי לחנכן במצוות. קטנים are certainly only obligated in ברכת המזון. On what level? Not more than a דרבנן. Says מרן השולחן ערוך.
Why can I sometimes include them in
the zimun? Who? That's a different story. The Gemara says בפירוש. כל שיודע על מי מברכים. נשים חייבות בברכת המזון, וספק הוא אם הן חייבות מדאורייתא ומוציאות את האנשים, או אינן חייבות אלא מדרבנן, ואינן מוציאות אלא למי שאין חיובו אלא מדרבנן. All the פוסקים say, כף החיים, מלכות יוסף, הלכה ברורה, what happens in a situation where they did know, they didn't know, at the end of the day, a woman did make ברכת המזון to be מוציא a man. What's the הלכה בדיעבד? Does the man have to repeat ברכת המזון? No, because since it's a ספק, and it could be another side of the safek is maybe she's chayav deoraita, and on the side that she's chayav deoraita, what's the halacha? She was motzi oto, and therefore b'di'avad, if she was motzi the man, he is yotze. You shouldn't
safek deoraita lechumra.
We over here we don't say safek deoraita lechumra for several reasons. There's a few spekot against that because the deoraita over here dictates also her deoraita. She has a deoraita against him, and she says my deoraita says that you're already yotze b'shomek yoni, so you can't fight with that. Now. Says Maran, Siman Kufbevav Sa'i Bet, Shulchan Aruch, Katan, Chayav, Midrabbanan, Lechancho, Bemitzvot, Kedeh Lechancho. Vahid Ben Mevarech La'aviv, Keshelo Achal La'av, Kedeh Sevi'ah, Sheno Chayav, Ela Midrabbanan. A child is only Chayav in Birkat HaMazon Midrabbanan, and he cannot be Motzi Agadol. The only time a child can be Motzi Agadol is when? When the father is only on a Midrabbanan level, i.e. he ate less than a Kazayit or Kabitza. Vaiter. Says the Rambam.
More than a
kabitza is already deoraita. Yes. Rambam. Kol mitzvot lo ta'aser shebatora, echad anashim, ve'echad nashim chayavim. חוץ מבל תשחית ובל תקיף ובל יטמא כהן למתים. A kohenet, bat kohen, what's the halacha? A bat kohen is allowed to become tameh to dead. So that's the only two exceptions in the entire Torah that a woman is exempt from melot ha'aseh. בכל מצוות עשה שהיא מזמן לזמן ואינה תדירה, נשים פטורות. חוץ מקידוש היום, besides for what קידוש? אכילת מצה בליל פסח, אכילת הפסח ושחיטתו, right, eating קורבן פסח and slaughtering it, והקהל ושמחה שהנשים חייבות, they are obligated in that. זה זמרם. נשים חייבות בקידוש אף על פי שהוא מצוות עשה שהזמן גרמה, משום דעתקה שזכור לשמור, והני נשה, הועיל והתנאו בשמירה, התנאו בזכירה, ומוציאות את האנשים, הועיל וחייבות מן התורה כמותם, זה מחלוק את הפוסקים, ברקורנית אמר לנו שולחן ערוך, can a woman be מוציא אמן ידי חובת קידוש? 100% yeah, because according to Maran, according to the Rambam, a woman is just as obligated to oraita in kiddush as a man. Weiter says most, the Rambam.
Most men don't have in mind not to motzi during davening, so when they come home,
they're still the oraita.
Why?
Because since they didn't have in mind to be yotze mi de oraita. So they're only yotze when they get home. Says the Rambam, Nashim va'avadim chayavim bebirkat amazon. B'safek yesh bedavarim chayavim min haTorah. We already saw this. Vayter, Nashim, we already saw this. Vayter, Rambam. Oh, let's see the Rambam after this. Shnayim she'achlu ke'echad. Kol echad ve'echad mevarech le'atzmo. ואם היה אחד מהם יודע ואחד אינו יודע, זה שיודע מברך בכל רם. You're able to be מוציא, says the Rambam, when one of them doesn't know, you're able to be מוציא another person ברכת המזון, מדין שומע כעונה, והשני עונה אמן, אחר כל ברכה וברכה, ויוצא ידי חובתו. ובן מברך לאביו, ועבד מברך לרבו, ואישה מברכת לבעלה, ויוצאים ידי חובתן. אבל אמרו חכמים, תבוא מאירה למי שאשתו ובניו מברכים לו, וחכמים curse the person whose wife and children have to make birkat amazon on his behalf. Okay? And like we said, the Rambam is only talking about a situation where the father, the husband, only ate on a derabanan level. B'me dvarim amurim, the Rambam says right now, שיצאו ידי חובתן בזמן שאכלו ולא סבעו שהן חייבים לברך מדברי סופרים, ולפיכך מוציאין אותן קטן או עבד או אישה מדי חובתן. אבל אם אכל וסבע שהוא חייב בברכת המזון מן התורה, בן אישה, בן קטן או עבד אין מוציאין אותן, שכל החייב בדבר מן התורה אין מוציאין אותן מדי חובתן, אלא חייב באותו דבר מן התורה כמותו, like we said, שולחן ערוך, קטן חייב מדרבנן כדי לחנכו, אין ברכת המזון, וידע בן מברך לאביו, כשלא אכל האב כדי סביעה שלא חייב, אלא מדרבנן. We'll stop here, let's start the Mishmar Shir. Yeah.
The Rambam, the Mishmar Shir,
yeah. Says,